Dynamo's impatient fans are already calling for Silver's head following the club's 3-0 defeat by league champion Chicken Inn last week and a number of controversial incidences off the field of play. Another loss this time around against Triangle will not be taken lightly, as Dynamo has not gone through such a disastrous path since 2011 when Lloyd Mtasa was sacked after only 6 games. Dynamo have given Silver 4 matches, but he might not reach there, as club president Kenny Mbaiwa has come out in the open that their tradition is to fire coaches who fail to deliver.
If he doesn't deliver, our culture at Dynamo is we don't keep you fire.
However, Silver is buoyant and has promised he will deliver and bring the Castle League title to Dimbare despite the current setbacks.
I want to be champion and go to work every day hard for be champion. It's difficult. We have more 50 teams fighting and good teams, but I'm here for win. I go to win.
The biggest game of the weekend is the one at Barberfield Stadium between On Fire Highlanders and last season's third place team, FC Platinum. Both teams posted wins in their opening matches of the season, with Highlanders thumping Wange 3-0, while FC Platinum were 2-1 winners over Cholocho Pirates. Although Highlanders have come out clear that their aim is to regain the title of the last one in 2006, FC Platinum coach Norman Mapeza says they do not want to put themselves under pressure by setting themselves some targets.
Thinking we'll see how it goes come end of the season. Otherwise, if we're going to give ourselves some targets, we're going to put ourselves under a lot of pressure.
At the same time, champions Chicken Inn are favourites to collect maximum points against newly promoted Border Strikers, while against the Platinum Stars entertaining Capes United. Both teams got off to a perfect start with Ngezi Platinum hammering Mtare City 3-0, while the Green Machine also hit 3 goals past Chapungu. Wange and Chapungu both lost their opening games by identical 3-0 margins and engage each other at Ascot Stadium tomorrow. Another blowout derby is on the cards, this time between New Boys Blower City and Cholocho Pirates. Blower City picked up 1 point when the season opened, while Cholocho Pirates lost to FC Platinum. Now to rugby. The Zimbabwe Sevens team, the Cheetahs, are in Hong Kong, betting to qualify to join Kenya and South Africa as Africa's representatives in the Elite HSBC World Series. The Zimbabweans are in the same group with Germany, Hong Kong, in the Cayman Islands, which Zimbabwe Rugby Union's director of rugby, Brighton Chivandire, thinks they can win. The top team in the group goes through to the final qualifying round. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariatsi.